Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Anyway, with more TV choices than ever and more time at home than normal, that's for sure, many people, cleverly, have used the pandemic to catch up on major TV shows they missed the first time round. Others have found comfort in re-watching old favourites as well. So what TV has stood the test of time? And what should be confined to the dustbin of history? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by no better film critic and author Arlene Hunt. Arlene, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Let us get the mention of The Sopranos out of the way first, because we know it's going to come up. I don't think, Sarah, you've seen it either. I haven't.
No, I tried watching it before and I just couldn't get into it.
So are we wrong, Arlene?
Well, it depends. How many episodes of it did you watch? That's one of the sort of guiding lights I always think with series is, you know, you sort of have to give it a sort of not all series, obviously, but I think with The Sopranos, if you give it an episode or two or three, even to kind of get, you have to kind of get into the soul of Tony Soprano, the black soul of Tony Soprano, if you will, before you can kind of really get a feel for it, because there's so much going on in The Sopranos. The Sopranos is a massive show about a small group of people. You know, you've got like Tony Soprano, who at the start of the series is working his way up to the top of a mafia family in New Jersey. Of course, they all work in construction. I shouldn't be saying they're mafia. And, you know, and he is, he's a father of two children. He's married to Carmela. He's got his mother, Olivia. You know, his father is dead, and his uncle, Junior Soprano, is sort of rising the head of the family as well. But the whole relationship surrounding Tony Soprano are pretty toxic. You know, he's, on the one hand, he's a very typical alpha male. You know, he's a big, bruising fellow physically. And, you know, he's very full of machismo. He's very, very old school. But on the other hand, he's beset by his mother, who's played him brilliantly and is this most malignant, toxic form in his life. And what happens at the start of The Sopranos is quite surprising.
Look, it's not that we want a kind of a run-through, I suppose, but we want to give people a taste or recommendations maybe based on your expertise as to if it should be what. So you're giving that the thumbs up, are you?
That would be my major pick. The Sopranos would be absolutely 100% my major pick.
Can I just interrupt for a second, Arlene, because I really do want to watch it, you know, because everybody says how brilliant it is. It's just, I don't like tense TV. Is it all tense? Is it always tense?
Yeah, it's not always. There's a lot of humor and there's a lot of funny situations happening in The Sopranos. And it's one of those weird shows where you end up at the end of every episode kind of going, how come I'm rooting for this bad guy? Why am I so invested in this person? Because he's kind of, at the end of the day, he's a monster, but he's very affable and very charismatic. And you can't not just sort of fall a little bit in love with him, but you're also falling a little bit in love with a sociopath. So it's one of those really weird dichotomies that you really get invested in very quickly.
Okay, now having said I don't like tense TV, I loved Game of Thrones right up until the last series. It's a huge TV show. Everybody was talking about it, and now nobody's talking about it. Why?
Well, I think you just answered your own question there, didn't you? The last series or the last few episodes of Game of Thrones, because I think, you know, once they kind of went off book, you know, they were obviously following the novels for a long time, and once they went off book and they sort of started to gallop through, you know, it lost a lot of the nuance of the sort of the earlier episodes, and it lost a lot of the sort of political bickering, and sort of went more with, you know, Stormborn storyline. And I'm sorry, I found the last two episodes to be, and I was a huge fan, but I found it really disappointing, the last few episodes. I thought a lot of the filming was shot, you know, when the battle scenes with the white, it was shot in the dark practically. Did you find one of the episodes was really hard to see?
Kept changing the light of my TV, thinking it must be something to do with my TV.
Right, so many of the people that I knew are like turning their TV lights up, but the lights are going, what's happening here? And it was supposed to be this epic big battle. And then, you know, Daenerys went on this kind of story arc. And of course, there was all this kind of history about the Mad King and stuff like that. But it just seemed they went, well, she's actually this person, breaker of chains, blah, blah, blah. No, she's a sociopath as well. And it just
I get the impression, and I haven't seen it, that it's kind of fallen flat a bit. But I hear an awful lot of people, Arlene, talking about Succession. Yes or no?
I don't know. I haven't seen Succession. Like what Sarah said earlier on, I couldn't get into Succession because everybody in Succession to me is just the most abhorrent. I've watched a couple of episodes, but they're all abhorrent. And it's one of the things I find with series is there has to be at least one person you can root for. One, just one.
They don't it's great. It's great.
You see, this is it. You see, you're really enjoying the sort of madness of them. I just need one, just one redeeming character that I can kind of go, okay, I'm rooting for you. But for me, Succession, everybody is just a monster in it.
There's lots of all those shows that maybe are a bit more formulaic than they seem. You have The Sopranos, The Wire, Mad Men, Peaky Blinders. Are they revolutionary, do you think, or out of those, which would you recommend to people?
There's one show that I really liked. Well, I like The Wire quite a lot, but The Wire is kind of set over different things. And there was, just the thing about Peaky Blinders and all those shows is they're all kind of gangster shows. You know, they're all like Peaky Blinders is about like gangsters in the Midlands, and they're all sort of the families are led by these really, really sort of complicated, I'm going to use the word sociopathic leaders, you know, where on the one hand they're family men, but the other hand they're quite happy to murder somebody over on this side. So it's complicated, you know. We follow them and you become fond of them on the one hand, but then they'll do something so abhorrent that you realise that you're actually kind of rooting for someone who's really, really bad. The show I think that a lot of people have missed out on that they should watch if they get a chance is a show called The Shield. Which is an extremely good police procedural about these cops that they're basically drug enforcement policemen, and they're very, 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 very bad, but they're so bad they're good. If you like sort of your bad flawed characters, this is great.
Well, I think you've given us enough dodgy characters to fall in love with there, Arlene. Thank you very much. You need some really good recommendations. Arlene Hunt, film critic and author, thank you so much for being with us.